This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, January 16th, 2017 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The inauguration of the next president of the United States is this Friday, where Donald Trump will solemnly affirm to the best of his ability to, quote, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, unquote. Donald and Melania Trump might not be able to dance the night away at the various inauguration balls in light of planned protests and blocked streets in Washington. The kickoff event for the protests will take place on January 18th. With a homosexual dance party outside of Vice President-elect Mike Pence's Chevy Chase, Maryland home. Democratic Representative John Lewis of Georgia is no fan of Donald Trump. Listen to his remarks on NBC's Meet the Press.
I don't see this president-elect as a legitimate president. I think the Russians participated in helping this man get elected, and they helped destroy the candidacy of Hillary Clinton. I don't plan to attend inauguration. It would be the first one that I miss since I've been in the Congress.
The Wall Street Journal reports that at least 20 Democrats will not attend. International Christian Concern recently released their 2017 Hall of Shame report, which highlighted 12 countries throughout the world that persecute Christians. The Worldview spoke to Isaac Six, who explained how they picked the countries on the list.
We have a network of churches and contacts all throughout different regions of the world that are very close to the persecuted church and persecuted individuals. And so from that network, we're constantly pulling in lots of information. We also aggregate news from around the web on our website, persecution.org. And from that, we track incidents in dozens of countries around the world.
Six said that the Hall of Shame report is divided into different categories.
It's actually just an assembly of countries that we think, for different reasons, really need to be highlighted. We have three different categories within the Hall of Shame report. One of those categories is worst of the worst, where we talk about the very worst countries. One of those is core countries, countries that just year after year are egregious religious freedom violators.
Six told The Worldview that the most encouraging thing for persecuted Christians is to know that these stories are being told and that other Christians are praying for them. To read more stories, go to the website persecution.org. Refugees are freezing to death in Europe, reports Christian Aid. For instance, two Iraqi men died last Friday in Bulgaria after walking through the snow for 48 hours without access to food or water. And in Greece, an Afghan refugee has also died. Leviticus 19:34 says, "The foreigners residing among you must be treated as your native-born. Love them as yourself, for you were foreigners in Egypt. I am the Lord your God." When the American Humanist Association is happy, ain't nobody happy, except for the humanists. The atheist group objected to a voluntary, student-initiated Bible study, which handed out free donuts in a Joplin, Missouri school, reports the Joplin Globe. While a handful of clergy and teachers were present, they did not lead the Bible study, which was summarily shut down when the humanist group objected to the children wasting their time meditating upon God's word. Psalm 14:1 says, "The fool says in his heart, there is no God." According to a Pew Research Center report released last week entitled "How America Changed During Barack Obama's Presidency," the biggest trend is the rise of those who claim no religion at all. When Obama took office in 2008, approximately 16% of Americans identified as either atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular. As Obama leaves office, that number has increased to 25% of the population. Millennials, in particular, are embracing agnosticism and increasingly rejecting biblical Christianity. A major news talk radio station in Washington, D.C., WTOP, has pulled a pro-life group's advertisement urging Congress to strip America's largest abortion provider of $500 million of taxpayer funding annually, reports the Christian Post. Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List, which launched a $500,000 media blitz, said, quote, "This regrettable response to our radio spot on one of the lead topics in the current national debate is shameful for a First Amendment institution like WTOP," unquote. On Friday afternoon, the House of Representatives passed a bill to defund Planned Parenthood. According to congressional records, not a single Democrat voted for it, and 9 Republicans voted against it. A bizarre development in the United Kingdom, as the government is forcing Christians to register Sunday school students, reports Religion Today. Worse yet, officials are planning to inspect Sunday school classes. When introducing the plan, former Prime Minister David Cameron threatened, quote, "If you are teaching intolerance, we will shut you down," unquote. 18,000 people have officially communicated their objection. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, January 16th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.